you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
And now you're listening to Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Ken Griffey Jr., welcome to Intentional Talk.
This is the Home Run Derby. Won that three times. And did you know this? And you might know this because it's probably been thrown around. Today is the anniversary from Baltimore when you were the only person ever in any kind of competitive performances to hit a ball off the warehouses. And I love this because you mentioned laughing. And even you wanted to watch this one because you knew this was this.
Well, I hit it. I knew I got it, but I didn't know. And then the funny thing is I back up like, okay, all right, that's a good one. And then they start going, he hit the building, and that's when I just started laughing. I'm like, because I didn't think I was going to hit the building. I mean, that's a long way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 20 feet in the air, and it's still 440 feet to that wall. I mean, that's
465.
What, 65?
465, yeah.
I mean, that's over 500 if it's on a level playing field.
Yeah, you got that right. Hey, when you watch the guys now and you watch the Derby, does it kind of give you those butterflies inside and take you back to those moments?
No, I'm looking that they got to do this for 4 minutes going, ooh, that's a long time. That's what I look at going, that's a long time. I mean, 10 outs is perfect. Now, these guys swinging for, 9-10 minutes. I mean, that's a whole lot of time.
Dude, thanks so much for joining us.
Dude, thank you. Thanks
it's
so
awesome,
much for coming
man.
On.
Congratulations
we really
on
appreciate
this.
It.
That is really cool. That is Ryan Dempster, host of Intentional Talk. He's down there at the site of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, kind enough to give us a few minutes on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Ryan Dempster with us on the Parkins and Spiegel Show. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good, man. Griffey was, he's the coolest, right? Like, cover the baseball game. Like, do you get awed? Is he a star among stars even to you?
Yeah, well, and I think, he's a star among stars to everybody that's here. You see it in the hotel lobby, at the field. Everybody wants to have a minute with him and talk with him. And, I was lucky enough to be a teammate of his and a friend. So it's been, awesome to just have that relationship with him. And, he's one of the GOATs. You could put him on the Mount Rushmore if you feel like it. He's one of the greatest center fielders to ever play the game, one of the greatest pure hitters to ever play the game, offense, defense. So just an absolute treat. And always has that smile and still just loves being around the game and loves being around the kids.
Demp, when Willie Mays died and we were having conversations about the greatest living ball player, which used to be Joe DiMaggio, and then it was Willie Mays for like 40 years, it's like, it's got to be Griffey now, isn't it? Even if Bonds was better, there's something about Griffey that is akin to what Mays had in terms of the awe of his peers and like the presence in that way.
Yeah, well, I think it was just the all-encompassing, right? Like, it was, sure, the home runs, the 50 home runs a year, and then the 50 doubles he'd hit, too. And, he always talked about, I wasn't a home run hitter, I was a line drive hitter. I just made mistakes and hit home runs. he'd drive in 120 every year. He'd play the most unbelievable Gold Glove center field, robbing home runs, the stories, too, and playing in the show with your dad, and just everything he did and all the expectations, and he overshot him. And to me, he was like the guy that I watched, growing up, obviously Pacific Northwest and the Mariners. It was Junior, and he lived up to every expectation.
Demp, you are living the life, man. How is it being down there for the All-Star break with Sierra and with your pal Millar? I mean, your former roommate, you're one of your best buds. And you guys are just, I mean, my God, it's got to be unbelievable to be down there in the position you are. You having a blast?
Yeah, great time. We actually got down here Thursday. Kevin missed out. He was doing his thing at the ACC Championship in Tahoe, finishing 19th in the Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Wow.
And me and Sierra held the fort down while he's gone. We had the Celebrity softball game on Saturday. And then now today, I'm here with my crew. We're actually picking out some hats right now. I got my son Brady with me, and then we're going to go out and have the show and watch the Home Run Derby and watch these great players put on a display of power and energy, and then an All-Star game tomorrow. I mean, you're right, living the good life. It's a blessing, man. It's so awesome to be able to continue to do this. And you know, the relationships that you have in the game and see all these great people and now the young stars coming up is just a blast, and watching them enjoy their moment.
Is Brady the one who just graduated, and what hats did you guys get?
He's got a boatload over there. He's rocking a Cubs hat right now. It looks pretty sick. And then he got himself a Red Sox hat, a whole little collection. So it's pretty solid. He's pretty fired up.
Now, no spoilers on the softball game. I know it's already happened, but our producer Shane says it's the second best sporting event of the year behind the Super Bowl. So no spoilers, please.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, man. There were some guys who took it very, very seriously. Like, I don't know if T.O. took football as seriously as he took the whole celebrity game. And there's some pretty good athletes out there running around, some not-so-good athletes, you know, but that's okay. They're celebrities in their own right. So in their field, they're superstars. But it's a different beast when you get out there on the baseball field.
So
I think my favorite one was Kieran Pollard, who's one of the, you know, the most famous cricket players in history. He plays in Mumbai. And you know, one of the biggest premier sluggers, and the ball would get hit to him, and he had a glove on, and he didn't know what to do. Because he's like, I don't use one of these when somebody throws it out or hits it out to me. So he was kind of funny. It's like he wanted to throw the glove off and catch it barehanded. And I think he probably would have looked better doing that than with the glove.
That's Chicago, man. 16-inch rules. Go ahead, man.
It was pretty fun, man. And we had such a great time. So, yeah, a blast doing that.
So All-star games to me are really about the pomp and the circumstance, and they're not about the games. It's about getting like the young and the old and the present and the past stars and just getting them all together and having a bunch of nostalgia. Do you have a favorite all-star game moment?
Yeah, well, obviously, personally, I mean, hard to top New York when you go in the bottom of the ninth inning in a tie game at Yankee Stadium and strike out the side.
That's a good one.
You know, I can definitely hang that there.
Wow.
You know, just, yeah.
Who were the three that you struck out?
I struck out Ian Kinsler, Deonna Navarro, and the eventual MVP, J.D. Drew. So it was, you know, and that's after not throwing a strike warming up. I was literally so bad. Giovanni Soto, who's warming me up, came out and said, hey, is everything okay, bro? And I was like, yeah, why? He goes, because you haven't thrown any strikes. Like, it was god-awful. I thought for sure I was losing the All-Star game, but ended up getting through that. It went 15 innings. But, yeah, I just think as a kid, you know, I just lived for the intros, man. Those are all your favorite players, you know. It's like Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer. You go down the line, and some of those All-Star games, like, you know, the Home Run Derby Griffey at Coors Field, and, you know, the one at Camden that you guys let in, him hitting the ball up there, like, just those kind of things. I just, you know, you have such admiration for these guys, and then to watch them do it all and put it all together. And then the spectacle, right? I think, you know, from a pitcher standpoint, the one 1999 at Fenway Park, and Pedro did what he did to start off the game against those guys, was probably as good as we've seen in performance as a starting pitcher ever. And hopefully we get some of that out of Paul Skenes tonight.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Yeah, and that's the thing, that Pedro performance, I remember my dad sitting there saying, reminds me of Carl Hubbell back in the day. You know, it's like there's this continuity for the whole thing that would be awesome, and it would be cool to see Skenes against the American League lineup. By the way, that game in Boston 25 years ago, that's the one I'll forever think of because of Ted Williams in the golf cart.
Williams, yeah. Yeah, and all the players, and you see, when you talk about it, that's what it's all about, like, when you see these other Hall of Famers looking at Ted Williams with admiration and awe, really, it just shows you the respect that he had throughout the game and how everybody felt about him. And for a moment, you see these grown men on you know, the highlights or the pedestal of their career acting like kids. And what better moment than that? I think that's just so cool.
One problem I continue to have, and I don't think it's going to get solved any year soon here, is the dumbass uniforms that they invent every year. It ought to be the home or road jersey for the team that they're actually on. It's always such a cool thing. It used to be a cool thing to see everybody's individual team jersey all there together on the same team. Make the hats match. But, damn, can you talk to people? You know people. Can you do that, please?
We were talking about the other day. We've actually been talking about it for a couple of days. I hope that at some point it goes back to that. You know, like, listen, you can wear the other ones. Home Run Derby, you can have them for workouts. You can do all these different things, batting practice, whatever it is. But when the game starts, to have the, you know, the All-Star logo on the patch of the arm with that home, you know, Cub blue, or that, you know, that White Sox stripe or whatever it is, you know, the Yankee. How cool is that if you have a shortstop from the Red Sox turning a double play with a second baseman of the Yankees?
Yes!
Just things like that that are just, you know, remind you and have nostalgia. I know we're moving with the times, we're moving and shaking, it's a different era, but I just love the traditional, you know, uniform on the day of the game. But there's also some really awesome, like the hats that they have, New Era's hats are unbelievable. I'm telling you, they're so, as the kids would say, they're lit, Maddie.
Oh, God.
You know? It sounded natural until you said, as the kids would say.
Yeah, that's right. You got to lose the proviso. Exactly.
That's right.
But the, yeah, and not only that, with the uniform thing, if you're promoting the sport and you've got new viewers theoretically watch the All-Star game, show them the jerseys that these guys actually wear.
What team is Bobby Witt on? What team is Paul Skeens on?
Sure. You're building connectivity on the whole thing. So.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, I just think it has a little bit more pop to it, you know, because there's nothing like a home white. It's just like the cleanest uniform there is.
Ryan Dempster for a few more minutes from the site of the All-Star game, the co-host of Intentional Talk with us on the Score. I don't know if you heard what Jim Edmonds said about Christopher Morel doing the dab and celebrating as he was running around the bases after his multi-home run game. Who's the guy who pimped one off you the hardest, Demp?
I never got pimped a whole lot. I really didn't. Which was kind of, you know, I look back and be like, man, I earned the respect of the players. Like, I remember Vladimir Guerrero, senior, not junior, hitting one off me at a pro player stadium. I threw a slider that didn't slide. And he hit it so far, when it hit the upper deck, it was like the Andres Galarraga one that rolled up the tarp that was in the upper deck, you know?
Yeah.
And I turned around thinking, this dude's still in the batter's box, and he was already around at first base. And I'm like, wow, man, that's awesome. I got Vladdy's respect because he's not showing me up. It was a different game, you know, even you didn't get it very often. Maybe Dante Bichette. I think Dante Bichette probably had the best quick bat drop flip, you know, like the short arm, whip it back around and drop the bat. And that was kind of Dante's style. He had a little bit of flair when he played, but it wasn't disrespectfully ran hard around the box. Guys did back then. They didn't really style a lot of home runs.
Yeah. Does it bother you at all when they do?
No, I mean, you know, it's your choice. I always say this, listen, let the kids play. Boys will be boys, do their thing. You have that emotion. You want to celebrate, you know, hitting a home run and you're down seven and you want to flip the bat. Understand that the guy out on the mound might have some emotions too. And they may not be happy like your emotion. That's all. You know, and so every once in a while, you know, you might find yourself sitting on your tush in the batter's box next to that bat. You know, that could happen too.
It does. And it does. Did A-Rod ever homer off you after?
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
One of the most legendary and beloved incidents in the history of the game between the two of you.
Yeah, he did. Next at bat, you know, I knew I should have just stayed inside. You know, when you go down and away, he was trying to just hit a fastball back up the middle and it went over the fence. So crews they work. But, you know, I think that's all part of the game. And at the end of it, that was the best season of my career. We got to win the World Series and that's all that mattered.
I was telling these guys about Jeffrey Leonard and one flap down, you know, like that's this game has been pissed off at celebration forever. And it always will be on some level. It just kind of evolves a little bit at its
time. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, you're right. And like Sarge used to hit the helmet off and, you know, do those things like when he knew he had one. but like you had to back it up. I think that, you know, when you're going back to the beginning of that, sometimes for the guy back when I played, it's hard when you watch guys that maybe might have three home runs and then they hit one and, you know, they act like they got a 50 that year, you know? And so guys are like, what are you doing that for? Or like read the room. Like I said, you're losing the game 8-1. Like, is it more important you hit the home run or win the game? And I think that's where a lot of that comes from. But I think there's always been, listen, Ricky Henderson was the king of pimping home runs, walks, it didn't matter, but he sure did back it up when he got out there, whether it was on offense, defense, stealing bags, whatever it was. So he didn't mind the fact that he did it. 'Cause that was just Ricky being Ricky.
47-51, 3.5 out of the wild card, but with six teams in front of him, last place in the Central, but playing better heading into the break. I know there's a couple weeks left, but at best guess, Cubs buying, selling, or standing pat at the deadline?
Best guess, I'm an optimist. Why not buy, right?
All right.
Nobody gets any trophies on July 12th. You know, like, doesn't happen. We see it all the time. Look at the Diamondbacks last year. They didn't start getting hot until middle of August, and things started to click, and next thing you know, you find yourself in the World Series. So you got the pieces in the locker room, but you have to execute. You have to put winning first and foremost. Whatever I can do to win, that means I'm bunting a guy over to get the lead. I do that. I win the game. That's the most important thing, more than any individual stat I have, more than any individual performance. So those help us win games. Bring that attitude every day of what can I do to help our team win. And now you find yourself a buyer at the trading deadline.
Any parties with bands playing? Any music going on down there during the festivities, Demp?
There's a lot of stuff up. I'll tell you what, man, this Globe Life Field has a lot of action around it. Beautiful hotels. We're staying at the Lowe's. All the players are over there. They got the live hotel. You got Texas Live with music going every day after the games. And then, you know, last night they had the Players Alliance party. We got the MLB party tonight. All kinds of stuff. And it's just a really, really great time. And everybody's smiling and having a good time down in Texas. And it's hot, though. It's sticky and hot and warm down here.
You guys doing red carpet tomorrow? You and Sierra?
No, sir. Nope, not happening. I'd be sweating through. I'd have a water balloon and a headlock if I, you know, I'd be sweating like crazy out in that heat. I'll stay in the inside air conditioning.
All right, well, shut down the after parties just like you did at the Chelios festivities, all right?
You know how I roll, Danny, absolutely.
All right, man, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Deb.
That's Ryan Dempster from down there.
How about that?
Texas.
Son just graduated from high school. Got him down there for the All-Star break. That must be nice.
Yeah, no, he's probably having...
it sounds good.
He's probably having fun.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Ken Griffey. Oh, Junior? He's a teammate and a friend. Of course he is.
What's your favorite All-Star game memory? Well, it's probably when I struck out the side in the bottom of the ninth. Oh, that's pretty good.
That's a better one than mine.
Yeah. I was thinking about the time I watched Toby Hara get introduced when I was a kid watching TV.
I remember when I had my credential pulled from the All-Star game in Kansas City for asking questions to the owner of the team.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
That's too bad.
The first All-Star game that I attended.
I remember one time I left my sweater at an All-Star game in Seattle.
No, you didn't. You did not.
It wasn't me?
Well, can Danny back
up? It was not you.
Before we get to speaks, Danny, what was the question you asked?
Are you willing to operate the Royals at a loss in order to field a winner? And if not, would you be willing to sell the team?
Oh, that's nice.
That's a fair question. That's not an egregious question.
Part two.
I'd assume your tone came off a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Well,
our guy Tone Issues over there.
Yeah, our noted hip-hop expert, Tone Issues.
Tone Issues.
He gets paid to do the wild thing. Whatever.
You know, that wasn't you that left your sweater behind,
it
by
wasn't?
The way. Someone might have said it was you, but it wasn't you who left it behind.
Oh, that's right. I took the fall for somebody. I told
that's
them
right,
that
yeah.
I left my sweater. That's
you want to whiteboard that for the audience?
I
no,
don't
we
think
can't.
So.
No,
it's my fault for bringing
it
up.
All right, awesome.
I mean, we could. Nah.
Awesome.
We'll tell people in the suite on Friday. If you're one of the five pairs of people with us in the suite, we'll tell them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's why you got to win these contests, I guess.
Yeah. No, I mean, like there's a lot of very visceral All-Star game memories for me because... First of all, obviously a baseball kid and a baseball guy, and I love it, but also it's the best one. It might not be great, but it's still easily, far and away, the best one of all the All-Star games because it remains hitter versus pitcher. I mean,
you can't fake it. You can't fake. You're going to pitch at maximum velocity,
correct.
And so if they're going to throw at maximum velocity, you're going to try to hit it.
Right.
You can play basketball at 70% speed.
Yes.
You don't want to risk injury playing football.
Yes.
Yeah.
If there's a ground ball coming to the left of Trey Turner and he thinks he might be able to dive and get it, he's going to dive for it.
Yes.
You know, if Bobby Witt Jr. is on first and there's a double to the gap, he's going to bust his ass and try to score, and you might see. Peak, you know, running speed, Bobby Witt Jr. You're going to see incredible skill sets on display. And I could rattle off tons of specific All-Star game moments where I saw the incredibly skilled players doing something at the peak of their powers. And I was like, holy hell, I can't believe I just saw that. We're going to get that tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
All right. Start to finish. You'll be locked in.
It'll be on the TV start to finish without a doubt. It'll be a companion of the highest order.
I'm with Demp. I like the start much more than the whole experience. The intros, the pomp, the circumstance, seeing Skeens start the game against the top of the order for the American League,
mm-hmm.
And then normally it's hard. It's like when is Shota getting get in? You have no idea.
Right.
You know. So it's like to get to the stuff that you care about is a little tougher. But so my attention on it usually wanes a bit, and then but it's on the whole time.
Shota will be early. I bet Shota will be early. I don't know about Crochet, but like you know, both those guys will get in. And should get in.
They'll both get an inning.
And I would think. And it would be incredibly. It should be incredibly fun to see those guys. In my opinion,
we have some incredible audio that we'll get to as we go throughout the day today. We want to talk PCA and Morel, the likelihood of the White Sox trading Garrett Crochet. Spiegs is getting worried about stuff. Yeah. But coming up next, a bold stance from one Charles Barkley. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.